The North Carolina Department of Education today released school-by-school results of last year's end-of-grade and end-of-class tests. It was the first year for more rigorous exams that test for national Common Core standards. WFAE's Duncan McFadden has been looking at the numbers, and he joins me now. Duncan, we learned a few months ago that statewide proficiency rates dropped by anywhere from 25% to 40% because of these new standards. How did students fare in the Charlotte region?
Well, Mark, in CMS, scores were down by about 30 points. In 3rd through 8th grade, students went from being about 67% proficient to about 35%. High schoolers' proficiency went down from 80% to just over 46%. The overall average for CMS was 47%, but CMS scores were higher than the state average across the board. Among CMS high schools, Audrey Kell had the highest average at over 80%. West Charlotte was the lowest with only 17% proficiency. Gaston County schools' average was lower than CMS and the state average at about 39%. Cabarrus County Schools was slightly higher at 50%, and Union County Schools had the second highest proficiency rate in the state, 59%.
All right. Well, what makes these new tests so different?
Well, they're designed to measure how well students apply information, not just whether or not they've memorized it. So, for example, let's look at a question from the fifth grade reading test. Back in 2012, it just asked students to read a half-page story and then answer a basic question about some information in the story. In the new test, the story was 3 pages long, and the students were asked to infer something from events in the story.
Well, how might these new test scores translate into changes in classroom teaching?
CMS Superintendent Heath Morrison says that schools will be looking for any weak spots in the test results.
What's important is that students don't go into a test being unprepared, that they are ready for the level of rigor, that the standards that are going to be on the test have been covered well and taught well in the classroom.
So there may be some midstream changes to teachers' lesson plans. And for high schoolers, some end-of-course tests usually make up 25% of their grades. These scores obviously came back too late to including grades this time, but CMS does plan to continue this policy.
And when will students and parents be able to see the individual scores from these tests?
It's going to take about a month, but there's no exact date yet.
WFAE's Duncan McFadden, thanks a lot.
Glad to be with you, Mark.